They don't know it, but he is the answer they're looking for. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 310. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm so glad you're here today. And I need to say that I'm sorry about the messed up feed. Over the last few days, there have been, I think, three different times that I messed up the time that the podcast was published to you. If you looked for it in the early morning and it wasn't there, I have to raise my hand and say, my fault. Leanne and I have been doing a project out front. We've been doing some landscape renovation, and I guess I've been more tired than I thought. And in publishing the podcast on a daily basis, there's a certain number of checkboxes that I have to tick to be sure that everything happens as it's supposed to. And sorry about that, but it didn't happen on about three different occasions over the last week or so, and that's my fault. Fatigue can be a nasty thing when you're doing something like this. And anyway, I'm sorry, and I'll try to do better. Today, we're going to read Haggai. And so let's pray. I guess I'm still tired. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we read today, I ask that you teach us. I ask that you encourage us and embolden us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, The time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius. Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, Once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Now ask the priests concerning the law, saying, If one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy? Then the priests answered and said, No. And Haggai said, If one who was unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? So the priests answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days, when one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to dry out 50 baths from the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day I will bless you. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. All right, by way of introduction, there were 12 minor prophets in the Bible. The first 9 prophesied before Judah was taken to Babylon in captivity or pre-exile, and Haggai is the first of the remaining 3 minor prophets who came after the 70-year exile. Now, King Cyrus of Persia allowed the exiled Jews to return to Jerusalem in 538 BC after, as I said, 70 years of captivity. Now, 2 years later, in 536 BC, construction to rebuild the temple was begun, but the work stopped just 2 years later in 534 BC. And for 14 years, the temple was completely neglected. They had a foundation, but that was all. And then, in 520 BC, the Lord told Haggai to speak to the people about their neglect of the temple. They had excuses for not continuing to rebuild the temple, but they seemed to have no problems building homes for themselves, and the Lord didn't like that. In response to the Lord's message through Haggai to the people, to their credit, Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, the high priest, and the people listened to the word of the Lord through Haggai, and they restarted construction. And in chapter 2 of Haggai, the Lord encouraged the people. He told them to be strong and work, for I am with you. According to the word that I've covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. So the Lord was pleased with them. And then verses 6 through 9 in chapter 2 were very special. Let me share them with you again. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come up to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Why are these verses special? The phrase, "the desire of all nations," is a prophecy of the coming Messiah. Of course, most certainly, the nations do not know that Jesus is the desire of all nations, but listen to what the great preacher Charles Spurgeon said about this passage. He said, "He is the one, the true reformer, the true rectifier of all wrong, and in this respect, the desire of all nations. Oh, if the world could gather up all her right desire, if she could condense in one cry all her wild wishes, if all true lovers of mankind could condense their theories and extract the true wine of wisdom from them, it would just come to this. We want an incarnate God, and you have got the incarnate God. O nations, but ye know it not. Ye in the dark are groping after him and know not that he is there." And beloved, given the condition of the world today, listen and see how much more true these words of Spurgeon sound. He said, "Brethren, I may add, Christ is certainly the desire of all nations in this respect, that we desire him for all nations. Oh, that the world were encompassed in his gospel! Would God the sacred fire would run along the ground, that the little handful of corn on the top of the mountains would soon make its fruit to shake like Lebanon. Oh, when will it come? When will it come that all the nations shall know him? Let us pray for it. Let us labor for it." And then in chapter 2, verse 9, we read, "The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts." Beloved, the latter temple is Jesus himself. Remember when he said in John 2:19, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." He was talking about himself, of course. And verse 9 ends with, "And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts." In John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Yes, beloved, we truly do have the only answer for the strife that is rampant in the world today. We must redouble our efforts to share the gospel, because only Jesus will bring peace to the hearts and minds of the lost. Let us not grow weary of the work, as the Jews did in their effort to rebuild the temple. Let us not be discouraged by a culture that does not want to hear the name of Jesus. They don't know it, but he is the answer they're looking for. God has us here for a reason, beloved. We are to be salt and light for a lost and dying world. We cannot allow fear of being canceled to cause us to put our light under a bushel basket. We must raise the light up high enough to chase the darkness away from even the hidden places. "Fear not," says the Lord, "for I am with you." What do you think? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow is Acts 13 and 14. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Fear not. Bye.